prior year, which was FY 2007, was our largest, most successful year ever, $369 million. But with that said, last year in new business, we raised over $311 million, which is our second best year ever. That's what we want campaigns to do for us. And as you can see, the university and foundation averaged over $260 million per year in new business during the Brilliant Futures campaign, which is an increase of 38% over the annual average in the 5 years before the campaign. As far as our cash flow is concerned, this is the actual money that comes to the university through outright gifts that are made in cash, money that comes in through pledge payments, as well as realized deferred gifts. And cash flow is a very important thing, and it's the one thing that really, in a comparative sense, gets compared across other universities through the voluntary support of education report that we do for the Council for the Advancement of Education each year. So while total gift and grant income decreased by 3% to over $211 million in FY 2012, this cash flow amount represents the sixth highest cash total ever for the university, and cash flow has exceeded $210 million in each of the last 5 years. On average, from FY 2007 to 2011, over 70% of gift income each year was restricted by donors for specific purposes, which whether for current use or the endowment. Most of the remaining 30% of total income was restricted by donors as to purpose, but designated to specific units. Only a very small portion of gift income each year was unrestricted by purpose or by unit, meaning coming to the university as a whole to be used as the university itself sees fit. Turning to active endowment, let me just say that with investment returns exceeding 20% and new gift flow of over $68 million, the active endowment increased by 24% in FY 2011, rebounding past the $1.6 billion mark after a sharp decline in FY 2007 through 2009. Investment volatility led to a slow growth in FY 2012, but the endowment increased still by 4% in the first quarter of FY 2013, topping now at $1.7 billion. New gift flow to the endowment has been steady in recent years at $60 to $70 million, while investment returns have fluctuated from a negative of 22% in FY 2009 to a positive of 21% in 2011. Just over one quarter of the endowment provides income for scholarships and student support, over one-fifth supports academic programs, and around one-sixth of the funds supports professorships, chairs, and other forms of faculty support. In total, over 83% of the endowment is restricted by donors for various academic research and service purposes. Of the remaining endowment, about 15% provides a stream of unrestricted dollars to deans, directors, and department heads. Less than, as I mentioned, 2% of the endowment is unrestricted by donors for general institution use. Switching to where we are with respect to the first quarter of this fiscal year, 2013, the figures in the chart show the last 5 years of new business through the first quarter. As the chart shows, we are behind nearly $18 million for where we were last year. Of significant note is that FY 2012 ended up as being, as I mentioned, the second best year ever, so I think we need to be patient, but we got to keep working hard. And also remember, we were finishing up the campaign last year at this time, so there was great, great motivation to close a lot of gifts in the first quarter as well as the second. And also, last year in the first quarter, we had three significant commitments that were made in the mid seven-figure gift category. In short, I believe compared to previous years, I think we are holding our own, but we're going to be monitoring this thing carefully. The one thing I will comment at the end of my remarks, but I want to make this point now, is that I think the campaign, just like the scholarship initiative, one of the things it does, it gives us targets to shoot for. And it's not only on a university-wide basis, but for each campus and the units therein. And I really do believe in targets. And